The Classes of the Neighbor, Introduction, Day 6. The Classes of the Neighbor teach us how to practice charity. All things, whatever you want men to do for you, you should also do for them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Arcana Celestia, 4955. Be it known, in the first place, that the works enumerated in the parable in Matthew 25, feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, and so forth, are the very works of charity in their order. No one can see this who is not acquainted with the internal sense of the word, that is, who does not know what is meant by giving the hungry to eat, giving the thirsty to drink, gathering the stranger in, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, and coming to those who are in prison. He who thinks of these acts only from the sense of the letter infers that they mean good works in the external form, and that there is nothing secret in them beyond this. And yet there is something secret in each of them which is divine, because it is from the Lord. But the secret is not understood at this day, because at this day there are no doctrinals of charity. For ever since men separated charity from faith, these doctrinals have perished, and in place of them the doctrinals of faith have been invented and received, which do not at all teach what charity is and what the neighbor is. The doctrinals existing among the ancients taught all the genera and all the species of charity, and also who the neighbor is toward whom charity is to be exercised, and how one is the neighbor in a different degree and in a different respect from another, and consequently, how the exercise of charity varies in its application toward different persons. They also grouped the neighbor together into classes and assigned them names, calling some the poor, the needy, the miserable, the afflicted, some the blind, the lame, the halt, and also fatherless and the widows, and others the hungry, the thirsty, the sojourners, the naked, the sick, the bound, and so on, thus knowing what duty they owed toward one and toward another. But as before said, these doctrinals perished, and with them the understanding of the word, insomuch that no one at this day knows otherwise than that by the poor, the widows, and the fatherless in the word, none other are meant than they who are so called. In like manner here, by the hungry, the thirsty, the sojourners, the naked, the sick, and those who are in prison, when yet, by these, charity is described such as it is in its essence, and the exercise of it such as it must be in its life. Number 4956. The essence of charity toward the neighbor is the affection of good and truth, and the acknowledgement of self as being evil and false. In fact, the neighbor is good and truth itself, and to be affected by these is to have charity. The opposite to the neighbor is evil and falsity, which are held in aversion by one who has charity. He, therefore, who has charity toward the neighbor is affected by good and truth because they are from the Lord. And he holds in aversion what is evil and what is false because these are from self. And when he does this, he is in humility from self-acknowledgement. And when he is in humility, he is in a state of reception of good and truth from the Lord. These are the characteristics of charity which in the internal sense are involved in these words of the Lord in the parable. That these words involve such things no one can know except from the internal sense. The ancients who had the doctrinals of charity knew these things. But at this day they appear so remote that everyone will wonder at its being said that these things are within. Moreover, the angels who are with man perceive these words no otherwise, for by the hungry They perceive those who from affection desire good. By the thirsty, those who from affection desire truth. By a sojourner, those who want to be instructed. By the naked, those who acknowledge that there is nothing of good and truth in themselves. By the sick, those who acknowledge that in themselves there is nothing but evil. And by the bound, or those who are in prison, those who acknowledge that in themselves there is nothing but falsity. If these things are reduced into one meaning, they signify what has been stated just above.